Soul Talk Podcast is your guide to all things wellness. On this podcast, you'll find many episodes with the scope and focus on health, wellness, and life. Welcome to episode 49 of Soul Talk Podcast. So, I do a lot of talks around living cyclically, as a woman with the menstrual cycle, how to honour the body, how to work with the menstrual cycle, how to understand the body and what's going on with the ebbs and flows of the menstrual cycle month to month. And how to train around your menstrual cycle, how to live around your menstrual cycle, how to honour your menstrual cycle. And how to understand the hormones as well. And what it all really comes down to, in a nutshell, is learning how to get to a place where you can work with your body rather than against it. So there's many different things that the body will need always, whether you're having a menstrual cycle or not, and no matter who you are. And some of those most common things that the body will be telling you that it needs is that it needs food, or it needs rest, or it needs more nourishment, or water, all these basic things that the body will tell us that it needs. And when we're not listening to the body, we don't know. So, you know, say people would be on severe diets and stuff like that and kind of train themselves to not listen when their body's hungry and not eat, is an example. And they get used to this, and therefore they keep depriving the body of what it needs, what it wants, and what it actually really truly needs to survive. When another example, and this is not to discourage you from being on the pill because it's completely your choice, but one of the other examples is that when we're on the pill, and I was on the pill for many years, when we're on the pill, we are, the synthetic hormones that we're putting into our body are existing to basically put our ovaries to sleep so that we don't ovulate, so that eggs aren't released and we don't ovulate. So effectively what we're doing then is taking the body out of its natural rhythms. You know, there's no ovulation, there's no egg being released, there's no, it depends what type of contraception that you're on, of course, but generally speaking, you know, the contraception is to take us out of our natural rhythms so that we don't get pregnant. And we're not in our natural rhythms, our natural ebbs and flows, and we're not having a natural menstrual cycle when we're on contraception, because it exists to stop that from happening, to stop the body from ovulating, to stop the body getting pregnant, even if you're on the contraception for a different reason. So the key sort of nugget here being, it's great to get to a point where you can work with the body rather than against it. Meaning that you will begin to learn how to listen to the body first and foremost. And then you need to get to a point where you can learn how to cycle track, because obviously you don't know what's going on with your menstrual cycle if you're not tracking. Because you don't know what day you're on, you don't know what's going on, you don't know where you're at in your cycle, you don't, you know. So first and foremost, you know, two things: learn how to cycle track, and then learn how to listen to the body. When we listen to the body, and when we get to a point where we can honor our needs, then we get to the point where we can work with the body rather than against it. So what we sort of have to bring it back to is, you know, the science and the hormones. Every month, the hormones are changing up and down. So if we look at two specific hormones, the estrogen and the progesterone, the two main female sex hormones. Estrogen is higher in the first half of the cycle, so post-menstruation, post-period, right up to just after ovulation, and then it starts to come down. Then it dips, and then progesterone is highest in the second half of the cycle. So progesterone is highest in after ovulation, right up to your next period. So estrogen is responsible for helping us to feel less irritable, less tired. We generally will have more energy when the estrogen is high and at its peak. Our sex drive is higher. Our actual skin even looks brighter. We feel like we could function on less sleep. You know, we can function maybe on a normal diet. You know, when you get to progesterone peak stages, when you're more sleepy and more hungry. But at your estrogen rich and estrogen peak phase, which is known as the follicular phase in the cycle, the estrogen helps us basically to, as I say, be less irritable, be less anxious, have more energy, and it's the time in the cycle where we use the change in the hormones to maybe be more social or be more productive at work, or, you know, and we can use that to work around our working schedule. We can use that to work around our socializing schedule, and utilize them as being what we would refer to as power weeks. But then once we get to the luteal phase, which is after ovulation up until the next period, the estrogen is so low and the progesterone is then going up higher into its peak. And that's where the estrogen, or the progesterone, sorry, hormone is known as a relaxing hormone. It's almost known, it's sometimes described by medical professionals as being the like a tranquilizer. Like it makes us more sleepier and more hungry as well. So we just really need nourished in this half of our cycle when the progesterone is high. And really what we'll also experience if progesterone is a little too high is breast tenderness and you know, headaches and things like that. So that's where PMS, that's why PMS can be quite a thing for people too. If there is an extra peak with progesterone, which can be a sign of hormone imbalance, and I use that term carefully, because there's a lot out there at the minute about balancing hormones. You know, take this drug and you can balance your hormones, take this and balance your hormones, balance hormones. But the hormones aren't supposed to be balanced as such, you know, not all month round anyway, because the hormones exist to change. You know, the sex hormones are always changing, and if we're in a good, healthy, natural menstrual cycle, then the hormones will change and flow and peak and drop. That's very normal. So try to stay away from anything that tries to encourage you to balance your hormones, because that's a wee bit of a red flag term. So when we know what happens with the hormones every month, right? So that's just a very like short overview of what happens with the hormones every month, but I think you get the picture, sort of knowing that what estrogen does and what progesterone does. When we try to go, and this is what I teach a lot about in my workshops, when we try to go 100% all month round, all the time, when we try to operate at optimal level every single day, and we don't honor the ebbs and flows of the menstrual cycle, and we don't rest when progesterone is at its peak, and we don't utilize the energy in the inverted commas power weeks and the follicular phase of the cycle, post menstruation and up to ovulation. When we try to go 100% all the time, one, we're not listening to our body, and two, we're literally running ourselves into the ground. You know, we're not honoring the change in hormones, we're not honoring our change in energy. The first half of the cycle, being the follicular phase, is known as the masculine half of the cycle. This is when the energy is at its peak and sex drive is at its peak, and you know, we can, you know, we're a lot more alert and feeling a lot more alive, and you know, when we are in the second half of our cycle, that's known as the feminine half of the cycle. So when progesterone is at its peak, we're in the feminine half of the cycle, where we're encouraged to rest and we're encouraged to really tune into the body, listen to the body, eat more food, and we're ultimately in this half of the cycle preparing for our next bleed. So the bleed in the cycle is known as inner winter, so we're ultimately preparing for that. I'm going to do another episode on the season, so I'm not going to get into it all right now. And I actually do already have an episode on this. I think it's the first ever episode on the podcast where I was interviewed by Katie from the Homeless Period Belfast, which are now Menstruation Matters. So you can learn about the seasons in that episode, but I'm going to do a more up-to-date version of that, because that was a couple of years ago and I feel like I'll have a lot more to say now. But back to sort of the main point. When we try to go 100% all the time and we don't honour the change in hormones and we don't listen to our body, and really, if we're not tracking our cycle and we don't know where we're at to honor the body, then ultimately we are not working with the body, we're working against it, because we're not giving it the rest that it needs. We're not giving ourselves the care and attention and tenderness that we need. And what happens then is we can experience many different things, like most commonly severe PMS or menstrual health conditions, and also burnout. So burnout as well is a big one. And some of the ways that we can overcome this or work with this and try to get ourselves into a more healthier state with menstrual cycle tracking and with, you know, working with the body rather than against it, is menstrual cycle tracking. Somatic body practices and techniques that help us to connect with the body. And this can literally be hands on the body or belly, chest, whatever womb space in the morning before you even get out of bed, just to help you to connect and feel sensations in your body, listen to what your body needs. I find that yoga was a great way years ago when I started it to help me to get into the rhythm of connecting to my body and understanding what I needed without even trying to. It naturally just makes you feel more connected to yourself. That's what it's for. So tracking your cycle, listening to your body. And a really, really important one is building a support network. So if you want to learn how to listen to your body, you can learn how to listen to your body, you know, but actually for you to listen to your body. So say your body needs rest, or say you're really busy in your lifestyle, really busy with work, and you're really neglecting yourself and you can't find the time to prepare food properly or eat properly or whatever. Or say you're really busy with the kids, or you just are not giving yourself what you need, you're not able to rest, you don't have anyone around you to help you basically to switch off and take time out. you can't do all these things without having a support network around you. Your support network could be three people in your life, three key people in your life who you can rely on to, you know, say your partner, for example. My partner is very much in my support network. He is the key to my support network, if I'm honest. So, you know, having someone there who can, if you're not able to cook or you're not able to look after yourself as such, having someone there who says, right, I'm taking over, you rest, go and have a bath, go and get some sleep, go and do what you need to do, I'm cooking, for that's one example. People who have children will need a support network for childcare, 100%. You know, you can't do it all by yourself. And the problem is that a lot of women are. And many other different things that will apply to your life. But building a support network is so, so key to help you be able to not go 100% all month round, and to help you really, really where you need a support network mostly is in the luteal phase of your cycle, where progesterone is at its peak and you need more sleep and you need more rest and you need more food and you need more time to look after your mental health. So I'm going to leave that there, just a nice wee short episode to get you thinking about how you can work with your body rather than against it. Many of you know I offer these talks. I've actually got a talk coming up in March. So it's actually the first one that is not a private booking. Some people message me and say, oh, can I go to your talk at the weekend? And I'm like, no, because it's a private gym booking or it's a private corporate booking. So obviously it's just for their members or their staff, for example. So next month I'm actually going to do my first in-person, because I did it online during lockdown, but my first in-person menstrual cycle awareness event, and it's going to be how to live cyclically, how to honour the ebbs and flows of your cycle and how to work with your body rather than against it. So I'll be covering all this stuff in greater detail. There will be an element of a Sharon circle, there will be a wee bit of yoga, and I think I'm going to bring cacao into it as well, because it's a nice soothing and full of magnesium and all that. But I also offer one-to-ones for, say you were on the pill and you wanted to learn how to come off it, or you wanted to learn when you were ovulating, or you wanted to for by the way to detect when you can get pregnant, or if you want to avoid pregnancy. I also, my one-to-ones are also for people who just want to understand how they can live more cyclically. And a lot of people with PMDD come to me to understand how that they can work with having PMDD as such. What it all comes down to, I always find it comes down to your lifestyle and emotions and how you live your life. So if you're interested in learning more about that, let me know. You can get in touch with me on Instagram at All Things Carla. You can email me at carla@wildflow.co. Or you can get me on Facebook at Wildflow Co. What else? Yes, I'll drop any information that I need in the notes of this episode. And thank you so much for listening.